New Millennium Audio presents Life Beyond Earth, written and read by Timothy Ferris. Preface. People have been speculating about life beyond Earth since the dawn of history. What's new is that we have now begun to acquire the tools necessary to replace some of these speculations with fact. Humans have collected rocks on the surface of the moon, sent instrumental probes to the planets, employed large telescopes on the ground and in orbit to study the stars, and explored the Earth to investigate how life here began and evolved. So far, the results of the search for extraterrestrial life have been negative. The moon, long portrayed in hoax and hopeful speculation as inhabited, is lifeless. Venus turned out to be fearfully hot and dry, a disappointment for those who envision tropical jungles hidden beneath its perpetual clouds. Space probes dispatched to Mars have found no clear evidence of biological activity, although it may take decades of further study to determine whether there is, or once was, life on Mars. Meanwhile, other avenues of research have opened new vistas onto the subject of extraterrestrial life and the related issue of how life began. Here on Earth, living organisms have been found thriving in hot vents in the dark depths of the sea, in frigid Antarctic waters, in core samples drilled miles down in rocks and floating high in the air. These findings show that life is tougher and more adaptive than had been assumed, and imply that life could exist on planets that had been thought to be too hot or cold. Jupiter's satellite Europa, for example, may have a global ocean and hot vents.